Can you explain the significance of today's Europe Day celebrations?
We celebrate the Schuman Day every year on the 9th of May, which is coincide with the date in which Robert Schuman, which was the foreign French minister, made the famous proposal to the German and other players in Europe to stop the war and find a new way to cooperate. And the better way was to share the sovereignty. And since then, every year, the European Union celebrate the 9th of May. This year a little bit more special because also we celebrate 60 years of the Treaty of Rome, which was made in March 1957, is the legal document, the treaty of founding of the European Union. And also this year is also the 55th anniversary of the diplomatic relation between the European Union and Australia. So it is a combination of this event that made this celebration tonight special.
The French election after Emmanuel Macron's convincing win. The headlines say Europe is today breathing a sigh of relief. Is that the feeling?
Certainly we are. The feeling of a great support and hope for the future, because the French has convincingly chosen as a president a candidate who ran with a very clear and forward-looking European agenda. So for European Union is very important as an founding members like France, and is an important members of the Eurozone, of Europe, has a political platform deeply rooted in Europe and with the future of Europe.
And despite not winning power, far-right movements are growing in many European countries. Does the French election show the tide has turned on populism?
I think populism is something you never think you can defeat. Populism is part of, I presume, of the political spectrum. What we see is that the political forces for Europe have spoken clearly. I mentioned before the Austrian presidential election last year, the March election in Netherlands, right now the France election, and we will have in autumn the German election. I think it's the people of Europe, when really ask what they care about, Europe is among the priorities.
There's still many elections to come this year, including the French parliamentary election just in a few weeks, UK and Germany. Can we expect more Brexits in the future?
But difficult to say. Nobody has a crystal ball, but we can look at what has been happening in the past months, and we see that the majority of people is in favor of the European Union. An election is a proof of democracy. We are 28 member states. Everybody has its own political cycle at the national level, the regional level. Today there was, yesterday there was also a regional election in Germany where the party of Chancellor Merkel went very well. So democracy is part of our fabric. Sometimes media always think that this election should be a crucial one and change the light. Is with us, democracy, the election are there. As far as it happened as today, the election has given a pro-European convincing majority.
Populist movements often cite political and economic uncertainty as reasons to distrust globalism. Is the EU working to counter this at all?
Certainly. The European Union is strongly believe that the people need to be protected and supported. So Europe should be an instrument from protecting and supporting the European citizen. The question is how you protect them. Those who believe that the protection comes from inward looking are more on the populist side. We believe that we can protect the people remaining open and taking opportunities for remaining open. And we are here in Australia, we are 15,000 kilometers from Europe, and we believe European Union has a lot of opportunities in Australia. That's why we need to remain open and engaged, and the same for Australia and Europe.
Finally, how can Australia strengthen its relationship with the EU?
We have a number of activities we are running in the past, of the past years. The most visible one is the possibility to open and launch a free trade agreement between the European Union and Australia, which is something that hasn't happened in the past, but we are working quite close. The Commissioner for Trade, Malmström, and Minister for Trade, Investment and Tourism, Sip Chobo, have announced the conclusion of the preliminary phase of the scoping exercise. European Union is already the first investor in this country, the first partner in services, and the second largest trade partner. So I think the relation is already very strong. We are around 90, 95 billion Australian dollars to a trade per year. We think with the free trade agreement, we can increase this pie, if I can call that, and there will be more opportunities. So I think this is one of the greatest way between the EU and Australia to cooperate in the future.